Yeah, yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Geek Enders.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me and Jessup and our good friend JP.
Hello. I spilled my coffee this morning, and it's Jesse and Dodger's fault.
What? Now, why did you spill? Now, why did you spill that coffee?
Why did that happen?
Yeah, what happened there?
What? You can't, Dodger. You can't.
Yes.
You can't do that.
You played with fire and you got burnt, son.
No.
What do you mean?
Don't. No.
If you come for the cocks, you're going to get burnt. You're going to get burnt. You can't come for the cocks.
Are you saying that
it's
somehow.
All it's all of my Dunkin' cup. It's all gone.
Are it's you gone. Saying that this is all my fault because I encourage you to play a joke on Jesse? And
yes.
When it was like halfway successful, you slammed your fist on the table and spilled the coffee.
I didn't slam the fist on the table. I punched the coffee.
That's like I even worse. I think that's definitely your fault then.
No, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why?
Looks like the two of you conspired with fire and got burnt.
I don't gotta explain anything.
Welcome to the show, JP. This is my microphone. Welcome to the show, JP. How are you doing? Aside from annihilating your coffee in one foul swoop.
Wait, do I have to talk into that mic or talk into my mic?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Are you left or right aligned on the... Where am I? Which side? Which?
No, I'm
chaotically neutral.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Like here?
Yep. There we go.
Right here?
Yeah, here we go.
Right here.
Yeah.
This is the mic. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
What was the question?
Sorry.
What?
How are you feeling? How's it going?
Wait, should I go over here? Hello?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Yes. A little tired because I'm up early for this.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, we can drop this.
Okay, let's drop this cold goof, yeah.
That was a goof?
It was a goof, yeah.
The audio
Jesse,
listeners are going to
love muted.
This. Watch it then, audio
I'm
listeners.
I'm muted, Jesse. To you, Jesse. I'm muted to you. You can't hear me. You got to unmute me, Jesse.
All I wanted to be was in the goof. Just.
I don't have a tassel. That's called a tassel, right?
Sure. Yeah. That's right.
What would you call these? Not tassels. Drawstrings.
Those aren't tassels?
Not tassels.
What do you think a tassel?
Maybe they're both. You could argue. You could argue that any dangly string off of body or clothing is a tassel, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know that it is. And I don't know that you can just call things they're not. I mean, you can, but it doesn't make it right.
If you had to give a like Webster dictionary description of what a tassel is, what would you say?
I would say
you can't say the word boob.
What? Does Jesse
tassels
just define things
are
by boobs?
Nipple decorations that one would place upon their bosoms as not to display said nipples, but instead a decorative array of string.
And that's the only use of the word tassel?
Tassel.
Tassel.
Hanging down from your denim jacket are tassels next to the sequins that say Big Mama in charge. That works, right? Tassels. Anything that dangles from a bit that shouldn't be dangling. Tassels.
I'm going to go ahead and Google it. Keep talking. I'm going to go ahead and Google that.
I mean, I got it up.
Oh, read the it.
Thing that hangs from your graduation cap.
A tuft
that you'll lose.
Or loosely hanging threads, cords, or other material knotted at one end and attached for decoration to home furnishings, clothing, or other items.
I was pretty good on that. I was pretty good.
So this.
So I think that could be a tassel.
No, it's not knotted at one end.
What do you think is
it's not attached? It's not attached by one end. It's through the clothing.
Yeah.
This is all one string.
You don't pull on a tassel, that ruins the decoration.
So it's not a tassel.
No.
Let's see. Did you guys hold on? You want to ask my TV? My TV has AI. You want to ask it?
No, I'm good. No, I'm all right.
I've been doing this a lot lately. I just ask my TV things.
Ask your TV, is a drawstring a tassel, and see what it says.
Okay. LG, is a drawstring a tassel? It's turning on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Wrong answers only.
It's okay. It Googled or YouTube searched graduation hats.
Okay.
That works. That's, yeah.
So.
That works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
That didn't help us all.
It kind of helped.
Thanks, LG.
That was fun. I liked that.
Yeah, that's our intro.
Yeah.
That's
y'all's intro. That was it. That was so it.
What the hell is this show? What did y'all go and create? What is it? I told you guys to call this the Dodge and Cox podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm still upset that you didn't steal my name.
I really, no one's been able to assure me this wouldn't be the case, but I'm pretty positive that there would be a non-zero number of people showing up thinking this podcast is something else. It's kind of like when Dungeons and Daddies came out.
Oh, did that?
And they had to specify, like, this podcast isn't about BDSM, actually.
Right, but what if we made this about fighting games?
Okay.
We call it Dodge and Cock, and it's about how you learn footsies.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to, like, hit you, and, you know, and I can't do it.
Okay.
Because you're dodging cocks.
I think dodging cocks would be, like, I think if that was a podcast, the material would have to be like Jesse helps Dodger go on Tinder and swipe right or left on dudes.
I feel like she's a married woman, so like that wouldn't be that'd be weird.
Well, I mean, there's no like
awkward about that.
It's never going anywhere, but
Sam
all you're doing
to,
is just
Sam would
swiping
be mad
right
at me
and left.
For sure.
Right.
Sam would actually really enjoy this idea. I've actually talked to him about it.
I don't know.
Me and Sam have actually done this,
but
on Grindr.
we
workshopped this, but on Grindr. We put Sam's driver's license photo up on Grindr and it worked great.
I see. Okay. I'll ask him about that later.
Yeah.
No, I'm all right.
Nothing?
No, that seems like a lot of work for me. And all Dodger has to do is take like three photos. I'm doing all the work.
You're not doing any work. She's the one dodging right and left. And you're just
that's
like, that was a good dodge.
Like, you have to stand over my shoulder in like a matching sweatsuit. Be like, yeah.
Hold on. If I can wear an Adidas tracksuit while I do it in a chain, I'd be like,
absolutely.
When I get a meatball sub,
it depends if you
episode.
Have wardrobe money. I don't know if you're gonna get sponsors.
I don't know about that guy, Dodja.
Why do you have
accent?
To be like?
It's my meatball sub, and I have a tracksuit on. And I get to sit in the background, and I'm just like,
"Are you from Chicago?
That guy got a strong jawline."
Mm. Oh my god, you could do dodging cocks, but it could be like local. Like you could be we're dodging cocks in Chicago this weekend. And then you guys fly to Chicago.
None of that sounds appealing to me.
You swipe right or left in the Chicago area code. Or maybe you
don't
even have
like
to travel.
This.
You just put
this
a plane
is a
going up.
Idea.
And then that's the intro of the show. And then you put like Lake Michigan behind it.
I don't know what the hook is. I think we should workshop this some more.
Yeah, what's the hook?
All right.
Like, what? Hold on. JP, in your mind, first 5 minutes of every episode, go.
Okay. You have the, hold on. Let me, Jesse will recognize this music, but I'm just going to use it. So you got this and the plane's going up. You're flying into the air. Woo! We're going to Chicago to dodge some cocks today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome along. Get your phones ready. We're going. And then the plane's landing and Dodger's stepping off the plane and pulls up her phone. And you start swiping. Time out.
Yeah.
Is the implication, according to this intro, that we are welcoming the viewers and fan base that when we're in your city, please make
find me on Tinder.
Live. You don't do it live. Like, no. That's rule number one of the show. No live dodging cocks.
No. I'm saying, but like, can we do it where it's like, okay, we're going to be in Chicago the weekend of February 14th.
No. You don't tell anybody. Look, the area, Jesse, here's the thing. Jesse.
If you're in the area, well, hold on. No.
You're jumping
like
the gun.
I like this idea better.
You're jumping
Are
you the
kidding
gun.
Me?
You don't even get on a fucking plane. You just use a stock video.
No, change
the
fun
area code. Wait, on the
but
phone.
How did I step out of the plane?
Just, you're in LA, or Jesse's in LA.
He's thought this through.
You're in London.
I'm just saying,
there's airports.
He needs to cook a little longer. That's all I'm saying.
Just go to the airport and step off
the
plane.
Just go to the airport.
The real show.
It would actually be better
is
if it was a green screen, to be honest.
we use the same shot of me getting off the plane every time.
Every time, yeah.
We take Dodger to Chicago. Mm-hmm. We say to people.
Why is it Chicago?
Well, because he brought up Chicago. Jesse's practicing the accent. It doesn't matter.
You can go anywhere.
So we'll
you can dodge
you anywhere.
Cox anywhere.
And so you land in Omaha, Nebraska, and there you are. And what happens is every episode is you're like, I'm going into the city. And if you want to be on Dodging Cox, you need to make a profile that is going to be attractive just to me. And if we find
it,
we'll feature
it. Oh my gosh, wait, I have an idea. Wait, okay. This might be a different show idea, but what if...
Still same name?
Sure.
Okay.
What if...
Gold name. I mean, it's gold mine.
Sam came with us, okay? Sam makes an...
This is getting weird.
Sam makes
what
an
if
account.
Sam watched me
no,
do
no,
it,
no, no,
right?
No. Listen. Everybody who makes an account has to pretend to be Sam, and I have to figure out whose account is actually Sam's.
Oh, so you get catfished by a ton of people, but also
yeah,
your husband.
I'm just swiping
is
through
in
like
the
30
catfish
Sam's
pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if I can figure out who Sam is.
Time out. What if instead it was just a lot of butts?
Okay.
Right? Like
okay.
A Japanese game show, and it's just butts.
Okay.
And you had to tell which one was Sam just from his butt. Now I'm thinking.
That does
that's
sound like a Japanese game show, yeah.
That's where the money is, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think we should do that instead.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to make
so
bank
is
off
this,
of this whole situation.
Does it only air in Japan? Because I don't, where else? It's going to be like Japan
and the UK.
I don't
know if it could air here, yeah.
You
no, it
put
airs
that in the US.
It airs in Kansas City and Omaha and, you know, Boise.
Vermont.
All the best
They'd be fine with it in Vermont.
Cities. Yeah.
They have legal beer there.
Chad has a good idea.
Huh.
It's just Sam and Jesse, and one of the people is actually Sam, and the other person is Jesse. So Dodger actually has to dodge Cox.
But then why am I going to Chicago?
Yeah, and why am I pretending to be Sam?
Well, because it's still like, and then that, so you like, you dodge the Cox in, and then at the start of the show, and then you go visit Chicago, and it's a travel show.
Yeah, but that show seems like pathetic. Like, it's countless episodes of like, hey, I just want someone to love me. Please swipe on me.
That's the goof. That's the, and then
if anyone would
every,
just swipe on
every,
me.
Every time she gets it right, you know, you get a little bit of that. You get a little bit of that, you know?
No.
And then every time she gets it wrong, you know, it's
that sucks for, this is a terrible idea for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's multiple episodes of me just being like, yeah, so welcome back. This is episode 85 of me trying to make a profile that Dodger will love.
Yeah.
It would
basically so messed up.
It would basically just be our old show, Geekenders, again, but with like a really weird.
Where did Geekenders come from as a name? Let's talk about it.
Didn't Nathan Katata come up with it?
Maybe. I don't know. It was from a show we did.
Names are tough. That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm so stuck on, you know, the Dodge and Cox name, because it's just.
Because you feel like you struck gold and then we just put it back in the hole.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was like a billion-dollar idea. You can own a small country by Dodge and Cox.
So I'm a man who has the last name Cox for real, not like as a joke. And turns out not very SEO compatible, and they ding you for it. And
even
strangely
with the,
enough, when you say the name out loud, JP, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, when you say the name out loud, people assume you're talking about penises. And it actually makes people less interested because penises, kind of weird, dude, kind of weird.
Right. Oh, my God. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. So when you say Dodge and Cox, the implication that people, when they hear it, they're going to be like, oh, that poor girl dodging dicks left and right. It's crazy. I feel bad for her. And then for some reason, I'm the guy. So when people watch for the first time and they don't know my last name is Cox, they're going to watch a creep be like, today's episode, I'm making a profile to lure this woman into falling in love with me. Like, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. The idea you have is a terrible idea. One of the worst I've ever heard. And someone needs to tell you. It's truly awful. And I have to be the face of it. I'm out. I'm out. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be involved.
You took that to a weird place. I didn't think of that.
That's the one.
Sorry, Dodger.
That's fine.
What are we doing?
Anyway,
is that another coffee? Oh my God, my amazing wife brought me another coffee.
Oh my God, she's so pretty.
Welcome to the Dodge and Cox podcast.
No! Hi!
Thank you.
Wait, did you tell her she's pretty? Tell her she's pretty.
Oh, Aaron, Dodger, sorry, says you're pretty, Aaron. She says Uno reverse.
Oh, what the fuck? Is she already gone?
She's gone. She's out.
No! Okay. It's
doing
fine.
Big executive
what if you just,
stuff.
Can you just like get up and leave and bring her back instead? I feel like that's what we're doing today.
Why don't you just invite her to the show? What do you mean?
Oh, no, we have right now. Yeah.
Right now.
Like right this
She's going to be hard to get. She's
hard to get. That's true. That's true.
She's got meetings nonstop.
She's a busy lady. She works hard.
She's very busy, yeah. Mm. She does. She does. Very tough.
We're off to a great start today. Now. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah. It's what you get when I'm up before 10.
Typically, on this show, we just talk about, like, I don't know, JP, what are you into right now? What are you playing? What are you watching? What are you reading?
I like a One Piece, but I'm not a weeb, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. How much of how
about that?
How much One Piece have you ingested, would you say?
I am 3 episodes shy of 500.
Oh my God. You might be a weeb now, JP.
No.
I don't think I'm you not. Can say I've watched almost 500 episodes of an anime and then be like, but I'm not one of those people that's like into anime, you know?
I'm not into anime. What's two things? Because I already gave you one.
Okay. Right. Uh-huh.
The classification of a weeb is two things adjacent to Japanese culture.
Says who?
Mm-hmm.
Says weebs. I've checked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you play video games?
No.
Do you have 3 separate Infinity Gauntlets behind you at any time?
That's a Marvel. That's not weeb related. How is that Japanese?
That's weeby weeb. That plus One Piece, weeby as hell.
No.
We be yourself.
No.
None of the figurines or anything behind you are from a Japanese property.
No.
He's taking a hot minute to look. He's taking a hot
No.
Hey,
no,
hold on.
No Final Fantasy stuff back there? No
JP,
Final Fantasy 14
any,
things?
Do you own any Keyblades?
I do have a Keyblade wall, yeah. I got a Keyblade wall in the studio too.
Uh oh.
Like 6. I got Aqua's Keyblade.
I got you are definitely a weeb. Aqua?
I got Mickey's Keyblade. I got Riku's Keyblade. They're all up on the wall.
If you can name off any of the characters from Kingdom Hearts that aren't Sora or Mickey, or maybe Riku, I'll allow Riku or Kairi.
I would say Kairi.
If you can name off the main, besides the main four, you a weeb. If you're like, well, actually, Aqua, it was actually, he was Xehanorted and Xemnasid. You're done.
Wait, so are you a weeb then? Because you, what, you just said
I'm everything, dude. I am an amorphous mass of nerddom. Are you kidding me? I'll take, you can call me whatever you want, because it's probably true.
I might fit to that. I might fit to that classification. That you're an amorphous everything.
Yeah, dude, I am everywhere. I was old when this world was young. I am he that they whisper in the shadows. Yeah.
Cox? They just whisper Cox in the shadows?
I could be some sort of like Yellow King creature. You never know.
Ooh.
I'm just like floating. Like.
Are you Sarcosa?
I am Sarcutie.
I'm lost now.
Let's move on, everybody.
Yeah,
let's
I don't know what's all happening right. anymore. So, how it's hard to talk about One Piece without it being like spoiler-y. I assume you're enjoying it.
Yeah, that's also been a weird thing. I have a Twitter thread that has existed for it started in 2022, in November of 2022.
When you began your journey.
What happened to you? Yeah, what happened to you then?
Not yet. I had already gone through it at that point, and so I was on the other side. The reason I started watching One Piece is I wanted two things. One, I wanted I wanted to check out the culture, the phenomena. I wanted to see why people were talking about it. I was curious, right? Everyone was talking about it. And two, I wanted something where I didn't have to think about what I was going to watch when I was done streaming.
Yes, I totally get that.
Mm-hmm. So I would just be like, oh, I'm done streaming. Let's put on One Piece. And then it would just start.
This is not meant to like set you up for a diss at all.
Fuck you.
I'm very sub and dub friendly. Are you watching it dubbed?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I can't watch
500 plus episodes of an anime and read it all.
If I needed something to be my like space out show, I cannot have to be watching the screen the whole time. I need to be able to just like drift.
Everyone hates this.
Wealth, fame, power.
Because it's in English.
The king of the pirates attained this and everything else the world.
But it. Well, I didn't mean to start. Oh God,
that's cool.
It's great, you know. You gotta have it dubbed. It's great. If that was in Japanese, I wouldn't be able to recite that by heart.
Fair, that's true.
I can't learn Japanese, you know.
You can't. You're incapable.
I'm incapable of it. Yeah, that's way too much work. Way too much work. What is Jesse looking up? I see the eyes googling.
No,
I know the Jesse gaze of googling.
Thank you.
The Jesse Google gaze. Yeah.
The Jesse Google gaze. It's classic.
I was trying to look it up because when you were talking about anime and like, I'm not a big like anime fan. We've talked about this on numerous shows and different things, but there are certain things that I'm obsessed with. Like anything Shinichiro Watanabe makes, I'm like, yo, this guy's fire. So, you know, Bebop or Samurai Champloo are great.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
For some reason you sparked a thing in my brain that was like, he's making a new thing, dude. And I was like, whoa, that's my brain. I was like, whoa. And I went to go look for it because I can't remember the name of it. But I remember the premise. And I don't know if it's out yet. So I'm going to ask you because.
I don't think it's out yet. I know what you're talking about. I don't think it's out yet.
Yeah. It's a show where the main premise is a doctor discovers like a miracle pill that cures everything. Everything that you possibly could have. Any type of disease, any type of anything. And then 3 years later, he comes out and he says, whoops. Turns out that if you took that, you will die in 3 years from when you took it. And so it is a show where that after he says it, then he disappears, I guess, according to the trailer. And then the show is about trying to find this guy and figure out, like, is it a real thing? Is he, you know, like that? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I realize I didn't describe it all
Lazarus?
That well, but my brain is
people
like,
people are
this
saying it's
awesome,
called
dude.
Lazarus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it out? That on... Is that on Netflix? Is that what I think it is?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Oh, that there's turns out there's a lot of things called Lazarus.
Lazarus okay, anime.
So this
Razzle.
Yeah, so this is done by Shinichiro Watanabe, Cowboy Bebop fame. It's got the dude who did the John Wick choreography for action scenes.
Yeah.
And I guess MAPPA is like they got
I don't think it's out yet. Cool. Yeah, I don't think it's out yet.
13 episodes to be determined. I just found it.
Yeah. It'll be on like, Adult Swim and Warner Brothers is like
I'll watch that. I love a good mystery. Yeah. I'll watch that.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. Yeah, Dodger, I would say generally I don't watch. Here's the weird thing, I guess, about me when it comes to just media in general. I watch everything with subtitles on.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But it's always in English. No matter what.
It's like the, being able to read it helps me hear it better. Like that weird thing. Yeah, same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's how I've always, like, I don't know when that started. It might have been from, like, watching TV when Aaron was going to sleep or something, and then it just, like, always stuck. So I could turn the TV down but still be able to see what was happening and hear what was happening, so to speak. But,
yeah. I started doing it more after we had a kid because I would get really, like, audio stimulated. Like, there would just be so much going on that I could not hear a specific thing.
Yeah.
So if the TV was on and we were trying to watch a thing, I had to have the subtitles on because otherwise I could not follow what was going on because I was too like distracted by shit.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I once upon a time, I don't do this anymore because it's a psycho thing. I think both of you know this though. I used to pan multiple audio things to left and right ear so I could do multiple things at once.
Oh no, that is like that is.
I think you've said that to me before, but yeah, that's I don't do it wild.
No, it's straight psychotic, yeah. I can't.
You know what's really funny about that? Have either of you seen the Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where Charlie becomes smart? And in the episode, they give him a magic drug, which by the way seems to be the thing for today. But they give him a magic drug, he gets into this drug trial, and he becomes incredibly smart. And in it, he's listening to two audiobooks at once, and one in each ear. And that, I think, is what you're doing, except, spoiler, he ain't smart.
Yeah, except the smart, yeah. There's no smart. It's just I'm listening to, like, two streamers talking about dodging cocks in Chicago.
Type, right.
In one ear.
In one ear. Then, what's in the other one?
Why did you do it to start? Like, why do it to begin with?
I don't know what the thought process. I did it for about a month, and then I realized that I was a lot less anxious when I would take my headphones off.
What? That's so crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
No, I started doing the mental check-in, and I was like, oh, I feel a lot better when I don't do this, and so then I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
It's important to check in on yourself, you know?
It is.
Got to do it.
You know how there's like, there's stuff written up and studied about how if you like think about or ironically do a thing for long enough, it becomes real. Like,
sure.
You know, like it's something as simple as I dabbed ironically, but now I dab for real, or I said lol ironically, but now I say it for real.
You know, I equate you with dabbing. Yeah, I dabbed the other day as a joke, and I was like, oh, I wonder how Dodger's doing.
So I guess there's been studies about whether or not that can work for fetishes, and it does. So like
what?
People, if you like make fun of a foot fetish enough, like eventually you start finding feet attractive, that sort of a thing. Anyways, I was like,
oh, is this like when every politician who's like, we have to stop the gays, but also I am very gay. Is that like the vibe?
Maybe. But I decided.
Which politicians, Jesse, are you talking about specifically there? To just
more than
this?
I probably can think up. I'll be honest. Turns out a lot of them hypocrites. Who knew? Crazy. Crazy.
Look, whether that's true or not, I decided to utilize that sort of train of thought, and I have a little piece of paper now that when I'm like feeling kind of down on myself, it says all of the like positive things that I either do think are true about myself or I wish were true about myself. And I just read it. And I've started reading it every day. And eventually, yeah, maybe I'll have, you know.
I think that's healthy.
Give us one of your zingers. What is the number one?
I would say only if you want to. Yeah, you don't want to destroy it.
I would say you owe it to us.
I would say once it's secret, it's no longer sacred. You know.
I would say once it's not secret, other people can believe it too, and then you have double reinforcements.
It's not exciting.
The list isn't exciting.
No, but I can
tell you what's on it though.
Dodger, you make people smile and laugh. Right? Oh, like, that's a good sweet one.
Yeah.
That's not on there.
I didn't even mean it. But so, like, you. Whatever. But, you know.
But that's the point, right? You didn't mean it. So it's like, you know.
But maybe I did, though. Oh, no.
But eventually, I couldn't believe that you did.
It's in there now.
It's like, wait, I'm goaded. It's exactly like, wait, I'm goaded. Yeah.
Yeah, you're goaded. Honest act. For real.
It's, okay. I am a good mother. I am an artist. I am a good friend. I am reliable. And I am a hard worker. Those are the five things on the list. It's very simple.
That's great.
Those are so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And then I can positive affirmation myself out of being mean to out myself.
So you don't beat yourself up and spiral.
The reason that I bounced off of what you were saying is because sometimes I'm sitting on the couch going like this. And I'm like, what the fuck am I still doing on my phone?
No, that's therapy. You got to keep swiping.
I don't, you know what? I would say that's not therapy.
What are you talking about?
Poor substitution for. I would say swiping on the internet actually probably a little harmful.
I guess it depends on the. My TikTok algo is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really laughter. Figured out what you want.
It's just laughter. It's just copious amounts of laughter, and that's it. There's like no drama. There's no bad opinions. It's just dumb bullshit. It's great.
Oh, man. I need to get on your train. Mine is infuriating. Mine
it took
is
a while.
Like...
I actually like did experiments with the TikTok. I used TikTok for a month, pretty much like 2 to 3 hours a day, and I didn't like a single piece of content. And I didn't spend any more than 10 seconds on a single TikTok. So the algo was like, what the fuck do you want to? Like, what do you want to fucking see? Like, we're trying to work here for you and you're not helping us. And then I started very slowly finding like very niche TikToks that I would like. And it just kept feeding me more things akin to that. And now it's just absolute bullshittery. That's
I'm
great.
So jealous.
All I know about Jesse's FYP is that it's eternally tainted by the stuff Crendor sends him.
Crendor's a terrible person. Yeah, don't.
I have Tendor. Tendor? I have Tendor Crank is what I was going to say. I have Tendor Crank. Crendor Taint is what I have, and it is just destroying my algorithm. But more importantly, I also have a problem where if like a crazy person says something, I'm in. And so my for you is just like, did you know the government doesn't exist? It's all the aliens. And I'm hell yeah, this is amazing. And then I realize I've watched the video 4 times. And then the next thing I scroll up, it's like, secret alien invasion happening today. They are in your home. And I'm like, cool.
And then you swipe again, and it's, hey, here's how we made our underground bunker in 5 easy steps.
Oh, pipeline to some radical, like,
that's pretty
quick. Really awful, truly awful stuff is not long at all. It's like 3 or 4. If you watch just like 3 or 4 of those videos, suddenly it is all podcasts where guys are saying things where you're like, hold up, I'm in the wrong place.
Wait a minute.
I did not want to get here at all. And I don't know how to get out of it. I'm like, I guess do not show me this again. And it's like, next one is some guy telling me the ways that, like, it's always a dude in the middle of a forest with no shirt on yelling at you. Like, you could be a man. And I'm like, delete.
Yeah.
The pipeline is really interesting. I watch a lot of homesteading stuff, and it tries to It tries to veer me into
get you out of that. Yeah.
Well, you know, homesteading, some people are homesteading as like doomsday preppers,
preppers,
you know?
Yeah.
So the line of prepper seems very short.
Very short.
Yeah.
Line.
So it entirely depends, but whatever robot is running TikTok will occasionally be like, is this here? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I was raised by preppers. I'm good. I'm fine. I don't need to. Yeah, mine are, I'm good.
Mine's mostly dogs. I have a lot of like pet TikTok in there doing dumb things. Or
I'm worried if you go to pet TikTok, you're going to eventually end up at the part of pet TikTok where they're like, dogs can eat vegetables. It's fine if you just feed them carrots. They'll be okay. Like, you got to understand that I'm a vegetarian and my dog's a vegetarian too. And the
you're saying
like,
only. Okay.
What? Yeah. Yeah,
those are good. Yeah. I like when professionals react to everyday people stuff. Have you ever been on that train before? Where it's like here's a dermatologist. It's like here's a dermatologist react to like a skincare routine, and then the dermatologist is like, this person's a fucking moron. You're like, yeah, get him.
I like watching that angry chef guy, whatever his name is, and he like roasts all.
He's great. He's actually on
the angry chef guy that's like obsessed with the chocolate guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
him.
Love him.
Chef reacts. Yeah. He's literally on my other monitor right now on TikTok for some reason.
You're watching TikToks instead of this?
Yeah. Go on. What?
It's literally right here. See?
We can't. You're blurry.
That's blurry.
You're blurry, dude.
It's moving.
No one can see that.
There's movement right here. Nobody can see that. You can see it.
Mm-mm.
That's the wrong thing. That's your chat.
That would be like
everything.
This is like when someone says I have UFO footage and like that's nothing.
Yeah.
I will say there's a crazy pipeline that I'm actually proud I went down, which was I started watching the like tiny house people. Like I bought a tiny baby house and I was like, oh, that's cute. And then tiny baby house took me to people building houses in the cab of their pickup truck, which then took me to van life, and I was like, the more I watched it, I was like, this is so quaint and cozy. I love this. Also, they have to empty their own poop and I'm out. Like, that's not a thing I ever want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, this is fun. But it took me down this rabbit hole to a dude in Florida who sells mobile homes. And he makes videos of all the mobile homes he sells. And he's perfectly round like a meatball. And he like sells you. He does a little jump at the beginning of everything. He's like, we're going to sell some mobile homes. And he like goes around with, I think, his wife. And he shows you the ins and outs of a mobile home, but he has like little gimmicks. Like it's very clear he's done so many videos. He's
wait,
like, the MSRP. Wait. It's so cute. And I love watching this dude. I do not know any of his information. I cannot shout him out other than guy who sells mobile homes online from Florida. And he's a treat.
You have jogged my... God, what is that? I wish I could remember this guy's channel. It's a YouTube channel that reviews fast food.
Keith
and
Lee?
It's an older, there's a billion of them, I know, but it's an older guy. And he's,
come on. You know this.
Me?
What? Food review. You know this.
Is that it? Food review. Did I send this to you already?
Is it review bra?
No.
Food review.
It's not review bra.
Food.
God dang it.
Review.
Joe is hungry.
No, review is, bra. You gotta go review.
No. Joe is hungry is the greatest. I'm sorry. I think both of you would classify yourself as YouTubers. I'm sorry. He's the greatest YouTuber to ever.
Do I know Joe is hungry? Do I know?
I don't think
guy?
I've ever heard of Joe is hungry before.
Joe is hungry. Not he once. Only has 100,000 subs, but his stuff is watched and reacted.
You know what?
To
never
by
mind.
Every streamer.
Never mind. Never mind. I'm in. This
dude,
is
the his editing is incredible.
This is all right. So the first video that popped up was Joe is hungry. Taco Bell's new chicken enchilada burrito, and the first 35 seconds is a cat running across the screen in slow motion.
And there's probably crazy cool music playing, right? Like it's
yes.
You gotta
all
watch
right, I'm
Joe
in.
Is
I'll
hungry.
Watch the hell out of this. This is great.
He's incredible. He's incredible. He's really good. Anyway, sorry, you jogged my... I'm very ADD, it turns out. I will say, bringing it back to nothing, because we don't... There's no cohesive line through the show except me just derailing.
Every episode, yeah. If that makes you feel better.
Okay, great. Yeah. It's fantastic to be on a show where I'm not the host. Because this is a rare thing.
There were multiple people saying, I don't know if I've ever seen JP as a guest on anything.
I'm chaotic as a guest. Without
question.
Yeah,
no, we can tell. Yeah. Yeah. We can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's either 13 or 14 year anniversary coming up next month.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm old. Of streaming. And I think I can count the number of podcasts where I've not been on a host on one hand. And this is probably like maybe breaking out the second hand on like 6 or 7.
Oh my goodness. You were definitely on co-optional before. I don't remember how many times.
I don't know how many times. Three?
Too many, probably.
Four? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. I was on there a lot for some reason. But yeah, it's always nice to be on the other side, so to speak.
Yeah.
As a guest. So that's why I jumped on the invite when you reached out. I think you were stunned when you're like, can you be on Friday? And I'm like, hey, I'll be there. I'll be there. No
and problem. All it took was you coming into our chat and asking about Hideo Kojima's farts.
You want to get into this?
You want to get into beef? No. Yeah. Beef.
What are we beefing? What are we beefing about?
He feels like we misrepresented
him. Show beef? Or are we talking about how you smeared my name in front of the good people of your show?
Yeah, that one.
You smeared it. Like the farts that you discuss.
Okay. It was Jeff Keighley, my friend, who wanted me to ask you about that. And you omitted
that's not true.
In the famous TikTok. What do you mean? Jeff Keighley and I tweet all the time. And we DM all the time. He's been on the show.
Nope. Well,
there's literally a tweet from... I'm still getting fucking pinged on this bullshit from 2 days ago where he was like, oh, yeah, the Quest 3 and the Apple Vision Pro or blah, 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 blah. Fucking 30 billion dumbasses are like, well, yeah, it's $3,500 compared to $500. Of course.
Why are you on that tweet?
Because Jeff Keighley responded to my tweet because we hang out. We're buds.
I don't think you would ask about Kojima's farts.
Where's the proof? Where's the receipt, JP? That's what we're saying.
Where's the receipt?
I don't. Dude. I'm not a fucking psycho. I don't just capture DMs of me and my friends nonstop.
I'm gonna let you know.
What do you mean?
Everything you've said today is to the contrary. I need you to understand this.
Not
you
at all.
You're saying I'm not a psycho after everything you've said, bro? You are out of line.
I'm not a psycho, Jesse. I'll keep saying it varying in higher pitch every time. I'll just get a little higher.
Jesse, I don't have Twitter anymore, but there's a really easy way to fix this. You go on Twitter at Jeff Keighley and be like, hey, did you tell JP to ask about Hideo Kojima's farts?
I guarantee he would not respond. Jeff Keighley has no time for me. Every time I see him, he gives me two to three seconds and then he's gone. He does not. I'll never forget. They did a YouTube, like a big YouTube event. And it was post, I don't know, maybe like 2019 Game Awards. And the whole thing was, if you have something positive or negative to say to Jeff during this event, let him know what you thought of the Game Awards. And we're supposed to be like really honest.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person was just like, I loved it. I thought it was great. And I was gonna be like, okay. I'm going to tell him honestly that I think it was a little too commercial. And I stood up and he goes, hey, Jesse, what's up? I'm like, hey, Jeff. It was great. And before I can get him with the actual truth of what I thought, he goes, all right, cool. Next. Bro, I've never felt so CEO'd in my entire life. He was like, all right, thanks. Moving
Bye.
On. I couldn't even get it out. I was damn. Okay.
Dude, I've told this story, we had Jeff Keighley on Drop Frames, and before we started the show, he joined for like audio check, and this was the week that Cyberpunk previews were out for content creators, and so Jeff Keighley joins the call, and we hadn't really interacted with voice, let alone on like camera or anything. And so we didn't really know how it was going to go. And so we were a little bit nervous. And he joins the call and he's like, hey, guys, you guys playing that Cyberpunk? And we're just like, why did you say it like that? Like he was so nonchalant. He's like sitting in a thing like this, just like hanging out, super chill. And he's like, you guys play that Cyberpunk yet? We're like, I mean, we have access, Jeff, but we can't stream it. So no, we haven't played. He's like, cool. And it was very strange. It was not how I didn't know what I envisioned him being, but it was not that. He was just super chill in that moment. Mm. It was also 2 weeks before the Game Awards, so he might have just been like stressed the fuck out to max levels. I don't know. It was a weird thing.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what's going on in that man's head. He is a mile a minute fat. Like he clearly is operating on a faster pace than me, because I was, every time I talked to him, like, yo, Jeff, what's going on? He's like, hey, Jesse. I'm like, so what's up? And he's like, you know, working, doing stuff. Okay, cool. I'm like, bup. Like, he does not have time.
He does not
for
stop.
Me. He has never once had time to be like, yo, dude, what's going on? He is gone. He's moving. But
he's moving.
I will say that since you brought up games, that and you were talking about Jeff being like, did you play this? I must jump in here.
Yeah.
Because Dodger.
Yes.
I played this week a bunch of things that you talked about, and I realize that once again, I need to stop listening to your recommendations.
What game did you play?
So
Mini Healer?
I played Mini Healer.
Yep.
I played Mini Healer, and it's a game that I know that you like a lot.
I mean, I enjoyed it, yeah.
What's the game name?
Mini Healer.
Mini Healer? You basically, like, JP, play okay. as an MMO
like
RPG
tiny,
healer.
Or like multiple mini.
Like M-I-N-I.
Okay,
like
I mini. Thought you were saying M A N Y, but I got it.
It's, no, mini, not many. Yeah. And I started playing it, and mechanically pretty sound, but I realized two things. One, it's grindy, and I know that Dodger loves a good grindy game. I just know that about you as a person, and I hate grindy games. I was like, I'm not a
great.
Fan of grinding. And the other thing, I'm gonna say it triggered me, Dodger. I remembered
what it was like to be a healer
for 15 years, and I was like, no, like it made me realize how much I hate healing. Because in the game, you're not just focused on healing the group like you would an MMO. You're also focused on moving yourself like an MMO, but you're also focused on making sure you don't hit anyone else, because just like an MMO in real life, nobody moves out of the fire. Nobody. So you have to sit there and heal them and move around. So you have to stay alive while keeping them alive, but they don't care about their own lives. It's like, it's one of the craziest things. When that kicked in, when there were mechanics where it's like, okay, so you need to dispel the boss to switch between its defensive and offensive mechanics at the same time while making sure that you keep everyone alive because this thing does super damage when it's on. I was just like,
I can't do this.
No, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, oh, it sucked. Sucked. I will say, very fun, cool designs. The items and the way they do it, very cool. Cannot play the game. I can't do it. I will
buy this game. This looks
cool. Years. No. Yeah, and then I got to a point where it's just like there was nothing left to do on the map except grind. And I was like, nah, I'm all right. Like, I don't need to do this. But I realize that it's a fine game. It's just not a Jesse game. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's fair. Did you ever play Disco Elysium? Did either of you play Disco Elysium?
I played a little bit. So I played a little bit for a Fan Friday when there was no voice acting. And then I went back and played a little bit with the voice acting, and God bless them. It makes it so much better. Yes. I gotta be real. The voices make it so much better.
That's why I bounced off, was no voice acting, and I never went back. Never revisited.
The voice acted version is fantastic. A game just came out called Sovereign Syndicate. Mechanically, that is almost identical to Disco Elysium, except it's set in like steampunk London, and there are monster people all over the place.
London.
Just like London. Just like normal London.
London.
Like
London, yeah.
Right.
London.
It's really cool. So like each chapter you play a different character. So unlike in Disco Elysium, you're not just like the one perspective. You're like multiple people in London that are all sort of like slowly getting involved in the same thing, I think, is how it's going to play out. But each one of them has things that are like solid, like set in stone that they believe fully about themselves. Like the first character is like, he's a big Minotaur guy. So the things that are set in stone are like, I am a male, I am a Minotaur, you know, like all of these things. And then when you start, you can choose a different array of stats based on four traits. And each character has four totally different traits that are true to them, but you can decide like which ones are more or less significant. So for Atticus, the Minotaur guy, there's like animal instinct, which is like him behaving kind of more like a Minotaur, I guess. More like illusory magical side you can have be stronger. His self-discipline, is he more like mentally strong? So, you know, like there are different things that you can choose to be like the major stat, and then everything else is different past that. And as you play, all of the mechanics support how you behave narratively in the game when you're like interacting with items or interacting with people. So again, if you played a lot of Disco Elysium, that probably sounds a lot like Disco Elysium. It's all of those traits like interacting with each other and you getting different options in dialogue depending on what traits are stronger or if you have new things that are like that have become like solid, stable pieces of yourself. It's really cool. It's very interesting. I think the writing is really well done. And how long to beat says it's only 11 hours. I don't know if I believe that. I'm like, I don't know, like 6-7 hours in or something. And I feel like I'm barely even out of the beginning, you know?
Huh.
But it's very good. If you liked Disco Elysium, you should check it out. It's also got a demo if you want to try that.
Demos are great.
Demos
are good. Cool. Yeah. Demos like have had a resurgence. Everyone's got demos. I feel like Steam was like, guys, we're going to start doing demo days. And then people realized, game developers realized that people play demos.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, we need a fucking demo.
It's the next fest, I think it's, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's indies for sure doing it. And I love that. I think more AAA games should be doing that. I think, without a doubt, the Final Fantasy 16 demo helps sell that game.
Mm. Without question, yeah.
And yeah. More AAA companies need to put out a demo, because a lot of the time now, the games that are coming out are not the games that we were promised. And I feel like having more and more demos gives you a slice of what it actually could be.
Yes.
And I don't know. I feel like we got away from that for a while. I'm not sure why that was. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess maybe the resources for demos went into like marketing. Because demo is just a marketing in a lot of ways. Budget.
Or they fun. Early accessed or beta tested. But it feels like that there haven't been a lot of demos. And it could be because the move to more online based and more sort of like microtransaction-y or whatever the hell it is where you pay for like a month. That kind of
thing.
You know, like, there's all different things where they probably, I don't know. I guess in chat I see too many vertical slices. I don't know why they wouldn't be like, here's the first hour of the game or something.
That's the simplest way to do it, right? But like for some games, if they decide they're going to make a demo, they really don't want the demo to show you everything that happens at the start of the game and then it winds up being like a whole new thing to develop, you know? So I think we're now starting to, they see more value in making demos now because people are like excited about every next fest now to just like play a bunch of demos.
Right. But again, that's all indie stuff. And I absolutely think that more indie games that can produce demos, the better.
Yeah.
Because demos will 100% sell you a game. And especially as an indie, that's very important to have people notice you.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
Like, there's so many, even though it's not AAA, I think anyone who saw the Prince of Persia demo or anyone who, I mean, Prince of Persia, by the way, is really fun.
Game's incredible. It's actually super good. Yeah.
It's really well made. I love it.
How far are you?
I am, I just
what was
fell
the last
down
upgrade
a hole.
You got, I guess. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
I fell
exactly
down a
at.
Hole and a man stole my map.
So the scene right before falling down a hole.
Yeah.
That was anime as fuck.
It was awesome. That was cool shit. So
it was fucking awesome.
Those of you who haven't played the new Prince of Persia, it is a side-scrolly Metroidvania-y, Dark Souls-y. Like, it has all the trappings of a lot of amazing games put into it. And then it adds just a very stylized sort of, I would say it's borderline arcane look to it. And
a lot of people hate the graphics. That's like one of the.
I love it. I think the background art is gorgeous. I think
it's a
really
it's
cool.
a big conversation because everyone's like, it looks like a mobile game. It looks like a mobile game, Jesse.
Honestly,
I fucking hate this conversation.
Ubisoft released more games that looked cool and played well. I might actually play Ubisoft games more. But whatever. Moving on from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they weren't all like monetization garbage, I would be thrilled. And this game is. Very like it is what it is. It is a jumping around, slashing, dodging, double jumping, sprinting, wall riding greatness. It looks very cool, but the best part about it is the reward for a parry actually makes me want to parry. So when you are playing a game where you know the normal standard where it's attack, 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 and then there's two colors, there's the yellow attack and the red attack, and you can't block the or parry the red attack, you know? Very tropey in the space. But the yellows, whenever a yellow attack comes at you, if you parry it correctly, a dope-ass looking scene plays out where you kick the shit out of the monster or whatever. It's amazing. Love it. Very cool.
Usually a one-shot are great. Normal mobs too, yeah.
The boss fights are great. One of the things that I absolutely love about it is it does the really great thing of if you beat a boss once, just like riding a bike, you can always do it again in the future. And I think that's a sign of a really good game. So I played the game back in like November, I think. And I got to play a little bit of it and I fought the Manticore boss. Mm-hmm. And at the time that I threw my head at it and I couldn't figure it out. It took me like an hour to beat it. And when I finally beat it, I was like, thank God. When I played last night, Manticore boss one shot easy. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling really good. It's pretty fun, but it also has the same thing of like any other Metroidvania where you're going to find a place and you can't do anything with it. So you'll be back. And if that's, you know, for me, I'm always stressed about that stuff. Cause I'm always like, oh my God, one thing they did is they let you take a photo of the area.
Yes. It's like the greatest thing that I don't know why another Metroidvania has not done it, but it's
cool.
A resource in the game that takes a screenshot of what you're looking of like. The game screen, and then just throws it on your overworld map.
Sticks it on the map. And so you can be like, oh, that's why I want to go back there, because there's a treasure chest I couldn't get. So I have a screenshot of where it is, so I can go back to it. I'm like, that's so helpful for my insanity.
As someone who recently got into and really loved Hollow Knight about a year ago, and I know you love Hollow Knight as well, it is so Hollow Knight coded.
Yeah.
Like there's Hollow Knight just all over this motherfucker.
That's the best pitch you've given me so far.
there's like the talismans exist in this game, and so you can have like different builds. I'm playing on the hardest difficulty, and it's fucking hard. Like you get like just you walk into a normal room of just like a dude and you will get one shot and just immediately sent back. But it's so fast to reload. That there's maybe 10 seconds of like game over, and then you're just back in it playing. It's really cool.
Nice. There's also an evolution of puzzles in it, which I think is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Where it's you start with the normal spikes on the ground and then moving spikes. And then you can get things like, okay, well, there's things swinging and there's things swirling at you. But then it's like, there's a guy and you can't kill this guy and he's gonna keep walking around the stage. And if he grabs you, you're done. And then there's another one where it's like a spirit guy and he flies around the room and you can't hit him. So you got to keep moving. There's all, they keep upgrading it to make it a more and more of a challenge. And then suddenly you're in the sewer and there's sluices and you're falling down and there's like platforms and there's bugs attacking you. It's very well done. I cannot stress that enough, considering that, you know, one, it's a Prince of Persia game, and two, it's like, it's not an indie. It's not an indie, but it's the side of Ubisoft that produces things like, oh my God, my brain just died. The World War One game. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah. It's the same team that did Rayman and the very sad, depressing World War One game with the
dog. I love that
and the
World
medic.
War One game, and I can't. Valiant Hearts.
Oh,
yes. Valiant Hearts. I love that. Yeah.
Apparently, Valiant Hearts 2 is a thing.
Yeah.
I guess. So, I don't know. And Child of Light. I like Child of Light too.
Yeah. There was an interview, I think, with those devs. And like, one of the things that stuck out to me, just in like AAA game development, I think a lot of times like executives kind of shape what you're going to create in terms of, we need this type of game type deal. And they said that like, the creative director of the game said like, this is a game we wanted to make, and we were just going to make this game no matter what. Like, we were not going to be told no, we wanted to make a 2D Prince of Persia. And you can see that in the game, because it's like, it oozes with you know, creativity and just passion for that kind of, that type of game. And I think that's awesome. Like, I want so much more of that in like AAA game dev, because it's so hard to do when people are looking at spreadsheets, right? And like game developing by spreadsheets, which a lot of game dev is on that space, or in that space these days. So it's 100% worth it. It's what, is it $50? I think it's a little pricey for like a 25-ish hour.
Yeah.
What's it on?
A full price game.
That's on everything.
It's on your console. The Ubisoft store.
You have to go to Ubisoft PC. Store and Epic. It's not on Steam. Is the only thing. It's not on Steam.
Yeah, it's $50, it looks like, on Epic.
Little price of a little steep of a price point, but if you
that'll
enjoy 2Ds,
it's entry great. Point. Yeah.
Oh, it looks so good though.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
It's great.
It's actually really good. I'm not a big like, aside from the ones that everyone plays, you know, like aside from, I'm trying to think of a Metroidvania that I didn't play recently, because all of them seem to be pretty. They blew up, but I mean, this is one of those ones where it's definitely worth it. The game is really well made. It's super fun.
Dude, I want to play this. Really, it looks really good.
Yeah. Very, very hard on art. Just for, don't play on it. They have like custom difficulty too. So it has like, you know, easy, normal, whatever, immortal, which is the hardest. And then even above immortal, you can go into the custom difficulties, and like, enemy HP is 1.5 on Immortal, and you can bump it up to 2x. And so they just have like ungodly amounts of HP.
I love the custom stuff. I think that's really cool. The fact that when you go to start the game, it doesn't just tell you like easy, normal, hard. It shows you stats.
Shows you everything.
Which I love. So it's like, all right, well, if you played on this level, here's the difference. And it gives you so many different bits of information. And then you can go down and just customize it and change it up and make you what it... You know what? It's like JP said, it's very clear that the team that made this had passion, which is something that I haven't seen in a Ubisoft game in a long time, let alone lot of AAA game companies. So, you know, it has the exact same vibe as when you look at... Like, and this is a deep cut for the Star Wars community, but when you look at Andor versus all the other Star Wars properties that come out, it's very clear that no executive cared or was involved with it, because they made a cohesive show that was their own vision, instead of like, we gotta have R2 show up in it, you know what I mean? Like, it was very clear, and this is the same thing. I feel like they're like, well, this isn't gonna make any money, let's leave them alone, let them do their thing, and... What they did is good. It's great. So I'll hype the hell out of this game.
Yeah, definitely play it. Little bit of a steep price point, but I'm sure it'll go on sale.
At some point.
Yeah, it seems like an easy buy on sale pitch for sure. So, good stuff.
Can I talk about the Cult of the Lamb update?
Sure.
Yes, please.
The Cult of the Lamb update is called Sins of the Flesh. It's their, I think, second like biggest content drop, like free content drop. And It adds a bunch of hedonistic shit to the game. And it's
great. Go on, say
it's,
more.
It's very fun. Basically, it introduces a new sort of like in-game currency called Sin. And you can choose to like encourage your followers to engage in acts that create sin. So you can start, you can make like a bar and make all sorts of different drinks. And depending on the drink, like they'll, you know, potentially encourage loyalty, but they will also create sin. They've introduced what I've been calling the baby factory, which is just a tent where you can have two of your followers lay an egg together. But it's hilarious because at first I was like, okay, I'm really curious how they do this so that it's not creepy, you know?
Sure.
So one of my followers, after I built it, one of my followers was like, hey, I'm super into so-and-so. Can we see if they'll go into the baby tent with me? And I was like, okay. So I went to put them into the baby tent together, and the person who asked the question has the celibacy trait. So their likelihood of making an egg was like 5% or something.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you got to keep trying.
Okay. So I put them in there, and what it does is it puts them in front of each other. And depending on the game, like now has a more robust, like friendship system inside of it. So depending on if they actually like each other, if both of them are like interested, then they'll go in the tent. If they're not, they're like, absolutely not. And they walk away. So in this situation, they actually went in, and I was like, that was a 5% chance. That's amazing. They went in, came out. The one who gave me the quest, I went to talk to them, and they were like, yeah, that wasn't great, but thanks anyway. Like, fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. So they didn't make an egg. They went in, they did the thing, and they were, and one of them was like, yeah, it was like whatever. And they didn't make an egg. So
question for you.
Yes.
I don't want anyone to judge me as some sort of creep.
Uh-huh.
But
just say I'm not a creep after everything you
said. I'm not a creep, but okay. And then just all right, so
yeah. I'm not a creep, but can you still name them after your chat?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then can you have your chat that's watching you go into the baby making tent? Now, I'm not a creep, but I think that's hilarious.
Yes, you can. You can also, great. Chat can also now vote on literally everything. So you can say, chat, pick two people to see if they want to go in the baby tent together.
Chat, so it's a real cult. Like, chat, pick two among you to send to the baby making tent.
Yeah.
Well, we must have babies. Like, that's a real cult. That is a real, if you yeah. played that game every Sunday, I'm pretty sure you'd be tax exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, you know, there's now like new rituals and new ways to like develop your cult area in general. But one of the things that a couple of people in my chat were like, I've never seen that happen, is there's a new ritual where basically each one of them has to max out a sin bar for you to get the sin to use it. And I had a bunch of different characters that had just like a little bit of sin. And one of the rituals is to pick a person and have them take upon themselves all of the sin.
Yo, like John Coffey?
Sure.
That's a reference. That's a reference for the kids out there. And by kids, I mean 45-year-olds.
So.
Okay.
So Green Mile, dude. Green Mile.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You don't remember? It's whatever. It's fine.
So no, I picked a person. Yeah. I picked a person to do this ritual with. And they took on so much sin. I got three shots of sin out of them, which is awesome. But they took on so much sin in this ritual that they were like, this sin is destroying me. My soul is condemned, and I will come and find you. And I was like, what? And they just died. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
So then the next time that I went in to do the dungeon crawl, this ex-cultist was haunting me and would show up constantly throughout the dungeon and attack me. And I was like, what the fuck? So
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah. So yeah, it's a good update. If you like cosmetic stuff, there's a bunch of cosmetic stuff you can make. a Taylor tent now, which I haven't been able to do yet. So that all of your followers can have like different clothes and things. Like, it's just, you know, there's like cute, just, you know, design customizey stuff. But there's also a lot of new mechanical stuff to play around with. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did we talk about the new Three Kingdoms or the new Reigns game last week? Did we mention that?
Which one?
So a new Reigns game just came out.
Oh.
Three Kingdoms, which, you know, right up my alley because I love me some Three Kingdoms period of China. And so
for sure.
This time around, the game starts with you in a weird facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, we're going to send you. It's almost like Abstergo. It's almost Assassin's Creed. It's like, we're going to send you into this sim, maybe, and you're going to go back in time, and you're going to be a person who's going to be in China during the Three Kingdoms, and you literally experience the entire... If you ever played a Dynasty Warriors game, you're dynasty warrioring.
Oh, great.
You know, Zhang Fei shows up, like all... And the new mechanics here are, one, you are, you know, you're doing this back and forth to the future thing. Every time you die and they send you back, and whether you have kids or not depends on whether you start over as like your child or your cousin, whatever the case may be. But the best part about it is this time there's battle mechanics. And so when you collect soldiers, like if you get Liu Bei to join you, you'll have a whole team that you then do battles with. And so you get four cards, sometimes more. And what you do is you swipe left or right to move yourself around on this sort of wheel of fighting. And whoever lands at the top, that's the person that attacks. It has the exact same kind of like damage health system as any good old card game. You know what I mean? Like you have your attack, you have your life, and you move it around. And every card has like different abilities or stats or whatever. So for example, Lu Bu, whenever anyone else on your team dies, Lu Bu gains four attack. So basically now you got like a super guy who's, so if everyone's dead, Lu Bu's like, let's go. And he's just one-shotting everyone. But also there's goofy stuff like you can do a quest in the game where a man has a monkey and the monkey, like, you know, it steals something from the man. You can help the man. And then the man's like, well, I got this damn monkey. And you're like, hey, monkey, come with me. And the monkey's like, okay. So now the monkey's on your team. And then you can, you know, swipe left or right to get to a storyline that's like you end up in a cherry blossom valley and there's the monkey's son. And then when the monkey's son, they get together, the monkey's like, I love you, I'll fight for you. And so now you have a monkey in your army and the monkey is great. The monkey, so you can have, it's, you know, it's still goofy. It's still a Reigns game. And it still is the mechanics of like, you have to be balanced. You don't want to be too popular or not popular enough, right? It's the same thing that they've always had. And there, as always, is a weird story, right? Like there's definitely a few characters that show up that are like, oh, you're part of the Sim 2? And you're like, who are you? What is happening? They do that kind of thing. And so it's very interesting. I am halfway through, maybe. I have half of China under my control. It's pretty
that's
cool.
Just stop talking. That's the sentence. Just say that. I have half of China.
I have half of China under my control.
Anyways, yeah. Next time. That's cool, Jesse.
I haven't played a Reigns game in forever.
Yeah, I've never even heard of the IP. So.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. Put it on the radar.
Yeah, they're very cool. The original is pretty simple, where it's just you're swiping left and right. It's imagine like Tinder, but running a kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so you're doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you're swiping. But the big gimmick here is that you have four stats, and you don't want your stats to be either too good or too bad. The minute it becomes too good, if it's like, yeah, the church loves me all the way, then maybe it's like the church rose up and... You know, because you kiss their ass so much. Or if it's like, I was terrible to the people have risen up and killed you. And then what ends up happening is after you die, you then are either reborn as, in like the base game, for example. The next time you play, you're like, the next in line is the king, right? For example, in Three Kingdoms, whether you get in your run, whether you get married and have a kid, or one of my runs, a child showed up and was like, yeah, hey, you're with that prostitute. I'm your son. And I was like, you can stay in my kingdom because I'm going to need you when I'm dead. Right. And so like that was a thing. And okay. When you die, then when you go back, it's like you're your son. But if you don't have a kid, then it's like you're your cousin and you've taken the throne. And everyone has a gimmick. This time around, the gimmick is that it's, like I said, it's very Assassin's Creed-y, where you're going back in time. And each time you're trying to learn something new about the story. And so there's the Reigns game's always. So in the first one, for example, there was this weird, like, because it was just you're a king in the Middle Ages, right? But there was this weird, like, devil twist to it, where there was like a clear subplot that was a little weird. And you're like, what the hell is going on? And they keep making little weird plots in every one of the games. So if you like that kind of thing, if you like trying to figure out what the mystery is of the actual game, they're very good at that. I think that's probably the reason I keep playing them, is because it has like, mystery. Okay, this is going to be weird. It's not going to be just swipe, 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 swipe. Eventually, you're going to get to a character that's like, the blossoms of the trees are like dew on the honey. And you're like, what does that mean? They're like, follow me into the cave if you want to know. And you're like, okay. And then you'll follow them in, and then like you'll get trapped, and they'll be like, you died in the cave, but if you want to come back on another character, you can do that later. I'm like, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I'll check it out.
It's the good stuff.
Nice.
Word. Josh, are you okay? Are you dying over there?
I don't know what triggered it, but I am coughing so much. So I keep muting myself so that you're not getting interrupted by my wheezies.
You're like losing. Do you need to get some water or something?
Yeah. Are you okay? Do you need some water?
I can send Aaron over.
Could you? I would love
she'll
that.
Bring you some water. Yeah.
Something to drink?
I would love something to drink.
Over there. What are you drinking there, Cox?
Just tea. Just plain old tea.
We went to Starbucks. Dude, can we talk about Starbucks for a second?
I got it for free. It was great.
You got it for free?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I got my coffee, which I drank. And then I got my tea because I have points, bruh. I got points, bruh.
Oh, you got points. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Man, yeah. Starbucks is fucking pricey.
Well, yeah, you know? But also LA, all coffee's pricey. I want to
stress
pay
for
to
your,
you.
What's your coffee? What are we talking about?
Just like
here?
Just a normal ass coffee. That's it.
No, I'm saying like, what was the cost? I don't.
Oh, like $4.
Oh,
it's,
maybe.
That's expensive though. I will say though, compared to the rest of LA, there is a right now, my dear sweet boys, Alex and Davis, are at a coffee place that admittedly has very good coffee, but that shit's like $8.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I drop our dog off at daycare a couple times a week, and near the daycare, there's Starbucks that we go to, and we'll usually get myself, or if Aaron's dropping Ollie off, then she'll get herself and me coffee and breakfast, which is usually two coffees and two sausage, egg and cheese burritos. That shit is $28 for those four items.
Oh, I that's mean, crazy. Here's the thing. Everything's too expensive.
That's crazy.
I don't want to call out corporate executives, but I will. They're gouging us. They're absolutely
so
gouging
expensive.
Us because they can get away with it. And no one's doing anything about it. And absolutely nothing should be that. When a McDonald's meal is more expensive than just like...
It's like $14 now.
Like, why would... Yeah. McDonald's is supposed to be fast and cheap. And now it's absolute gouging. It's terrible.
You can get like a... I think like a 20 nugget, a large drink, and a fry is like $16.
It's too much. It's too
that's
much
crazy.
Money.
That's
too much. You can go to like a sit-down. That's what I'm...
You go to a sit-down
shout
restaurant
out to the Mexican
and
place
cheaper,
down the street.
Yeah.
Mexican place down the street, I can get a big old burrito. That's $3. That's the best. I'm like, let's go.
And it's fucking incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you got to go to the mom and pop places. I do not support you big corporate chains that are
I'm
charging
in the Midwest.
Way too much.
It's corporate America only out here when it comes to fast. We had a Popeyes open up pretty close to us, but it was pretty good.
No, I know the Midwest. There's got to be a place called like. Pretty Charles's, right?
No, we
or
don't
like
go Charles's.
Stevie's. Stevie's Big Time Burgers.
Stevie's pretty
or
good.
Or like, there's got to be like a hole in the wall Chinese. In the Midwest, there's a hole in the wall Chinese place for sure that exists.
Yeah.
You got to find that place.
We're not, yeah. I think if we were like more centrally located, what is this? Hidden's Mittens Coffee?
Oh my gosh, are you guys looking for a small batch delicious coffee?
Yeah, I am.
You should check out DodgerCoffeeCo.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
We have a seasonal roast currently called Kitten's Mittens. It's chocolate and peppermint, and it's delicious.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know.
So like the beans are like...
How can I get it?
You can go to DodgerCoffeeCo.com, and you can either buy it in whole bean or ground. And we also have a subscription service in case you love it so much that you want to just keep getting it every week, 2 weeks, or once a month.
Do I get some sort of discount for getting the subscription service over just a normal order?
You do, in fact. Your very first bag will be at a really big discount, and then all of the ones after that will also be at a discount.
That's incredible.
I know.
Whoever runs this sounds so kind and generous and ethical.
Thank you. It's me!
What?
I know!
That's crazy!
Hashtag ad, hashtag ad, hashtag ad.
Now, when is the Dodge and Cox flavored coffee coming?
Never.
What would the Dodge and Cox flavored coffee taste like?
What would the Dodge and Cox? I got this. This is the Dodger. This is it. This is us.
Okay.
Go contact your team. This is my idea.
Okay.
This is real too. We call it the Geekend Blend, and it is a medium roast.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be about Dodge and Cox. I'm nope, now going to interrupt this segment.
Geekend Blend, medium roast.
Geekend Blend is very good as a name. Anyway, yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Geekend Blend, medium roast, and it has our faces, but we're little tiny bean people. We're like, drink us, right?
Yeah.
That's so you're gonna like sear you and Dodger's face on every coffee bean?
No. On
like
the
in the picture.
We're just two little beans.
in the photo.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were gonna get like a brand and brand each coffee bean with you and Dodger's face on.
That would be as insane as someone who has said everything you said the last hour.
I'm not a psycho, Jesse. We've talked about this.
No one who is not a psycho ever has to say I'm not a psycho.
Chats wanted me to talk about Pow World. Do you guys want to hear about Pow World?
Sure.
I want to play it with Krendor, so yes.
It has. We have to wrap up in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
So do you think you can succinctly pitch it? Okay, go for it.
Yeah. What if Pokemon was a good game?
I thought you were going to say, what if Pokemon had guns? Because that's how everybody's pitched it to me so far.
No. I'm much more reductive. What if Pokemon was a good game?
Damn.
That's Power World.
I am so interested because I said, hey, I want to play Power World with Krendor. And Krendor's like, yeah, let's play. And then I got a lot of comments that were like, dude, this game is blatantly ripping off Pokemon.
Nah, not really.
You're like, it's better than Pokemon. Pokemon
is better
than
Pokemon. It's better than Pokemon because... I've been saying on stream that they just put fun first. Like, it's a fun first video game.
Okay.
And, like, perfect example is the game starts off very cute. And it's like, all right, here's I forget the name of the pal in front of you. But here's a little sheep pal. And you can walk up and throw a Pokeball at him and eventually capture him after you get his HP low enough type deal.
Okay.
And you're like, great. Now this guy's gonna, he's gonna go work. He's gonna do some handiwork for you, which means they all have stats attributed to them. And the handiwork is gonna be like, okay, yeah, he's gonna go pick something up and bring it to you in your base. And then it's like, all right, here's your first upgrade. It's a shield. And you're like, great, I got a shield. How do I use it? Oh, okay, I go over and press F with that pal in my party. And then you pick up the pal. And the pal's eyes get very sad because you are using him as a shield for incoming attacks.
Oh my God.
It's like, wait a minute, what is going on here? And like, some more examples. You find, I forget what the name of the pal is. They're all very cutely named, cleverly named. And also, like, beautifully animated. It runs UE5, Unreal Engine 5. I haven't dipped below 100 FPS at 4K with everything maxed out. And zero bugs for early access. I played over 20 hours.
That's shocking.
Zero bugs, zero crashes. Anything that happens is, like, a slight desync, and I just reconnect. But I've done that maybe two or three times. But another thing is, like, there's this, like, little green monkey guy. You're like, cool, I think his name's a Timson, is the name of the monkey. And you're like, this guy's great. What's his upgrade in the upgrade path? Oh, he's got an AK-47 all of a sudden.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
Why does he have an AK-47 and he's just dumping? Like, why is that a thing? I unlocked a thing last night. I forget the name. It's like a monster worm. It's like a giant, it's like a monk panda, kind of like Kung Fu Panda might be the inspiration for it. And the upgrade for him was he gets two giant shoulder-mounted rocket launchers when you ride him.
Hell yes.
And he just walks around with a grenade launcher just dumping on
people.
Can
you ride all of them?
You can ride most of the bigger ones, not the smaller ones. It depends on the upgrade path in the, like, tech tree, which there are... So that's the other thing. Early access title, there's 111 pals in the world. I've only discovered 70 or 80 on my save. And I think they've planned for 170 total.
Damn.
And the world is 16 kilometers large. Put that into, like, actual game perspective. I've seen about maybe 40% of the map. And it's just fucking huge.
Is it... Jesse, you're saying you're going to play it with Krendor. Is it co-op?
I have no clue. I just know that Krendor and I wanted to play it together. I haven't looked into it more. I was like, Krendor, do you want to play this? That was all I have no clue. Is it, JP?
Is it what?
Co-op? Can you play it with another person?
Oh, yeah. It's a survival game. At its heart, it's a survival game. It's Ark. If you've played Ark, it's Ark.
Okay.
And so you can play peer-to-peer with, like, up to four people. You can play peer-to-peer up to four people co-op, and it just hosts on your game. Or you can have a dedicated server up to 32 people.
Oh, wow.
If you play peer-to-peer, then if Dodger wanted to play and Jesse's the host, Jesse would have to log into the game in order for you to connect.
Right.
If you get a dedicated server, people can just come and go. Then they can just join whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah. Look, I was about to ask you, but I think Krendor wants to play it tomorrow night, like, at 8 p.m., so I don't know if that's conducive with you. But that's awesome. So I love this.
I was, like I said, I played a bunch the past 2 days, and I was very much like, yeah, this game's going to be, like, stupid huge, because it wasn't out yet. And so it launched this morning at, like, 3 a.m. Eastern, and they've already sold 1 million copies.
That's crazy. What?
Like, they've already tweeted that out, like, 3 or 4 hours ago, that it's hit 1 million.
Wow.
So it's probably going to blow up, if not already blowing up.
It had a hype to it when the first trailer came out, when it was like, this is a Pokemon
game, though,
with guns.
Yeah. It was like as a jank kind of meme-y game. And then as we started to play,
it's actually good.
What the fuck? This game's actually, like, incredible. I mean,
that's what the first Goat Simulator vibe was. Everyone was like, what is this stupid game?
That's so true.
And they came out and it blew up. So, like, sometimes having a goofy trailer and a goofy premise, it sells.
It's got dungeons. It's got boss fights. They're shinies. So every pal in the world can be a shiny, and you just stumble upon them. And they're usually larger and have better stats. It's got alphas in the game. Full-on crafting system. So you get, like, armor and all that stuff that you can build and improve your character. It's in terms of the actual, like, survival aspects, you do create food. Your pals have to eat. There's base building, which is a huge part. You put all the pals. You basically turn the pals into, like, slaves, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's where the game, I think, is getting a lot of traction, because people are like, you could put all these pals are just working for you. These are my pals. And it's like, yeah, this guy's depressed and needed to craft some medicine to help him cure his depression.
Right.
Because he's working so hard. And there's even a thing you can upgrade to, like, make them work harder and not take breaks.
Oh no. Your poor pals. That's so sad.
I just have them on normal. I haven't seen the thing with that.
Is there one that looks like Togepi? Can I have a Togepi?
What's a Togepi? So that's the other thing. I haven't played a Pokemon game before.
I want to play with Krendor, because Krendor has played all the Krendor. The last time I played was Gold, Silver, Silver, Gold. That's 2000. That was 25 years ago, I think. So, like,
there might be a Togepi thing in the game. I'm trying. There's a Chicopee, I think, in the game is one. There's a little chicken thing, kind of similar to that. You can get a cow There's a cow that makes milk, which is very important. I forget the name of it. They're all like the pals look really cool. They actually have like great designs to them.
Question.
Yeah.
Never. You've never played a Pokemon game ever?
No, not for more than 30 or 40 minutes. And I've tried. I think because my, I was already like, when Pokemon came out, I was already 12 or 13 / really cool.
Sure.
And so I was like, I don't want to fucking play this
shit. Way cooler than me. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to fucking play this shit. That thing's for babies and weebs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go play Halo.
Right.
And so I played Halo.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just never, I always bounced off of it. I never saw the, I didn't understand the game aspect. I didn't understand any of the Pokemon. Everyone had Tamagotchis. They were walking around with Tamagotchis. And I was like, what the fuck is, like, is that a Pokemon? What is that thing? I didn't understand it. I'm going to go play Halo.
Mm.
Yeah.
You were very cool. Only cool people play Halo. Yeah.
That was fucking sick. Yeah. I carried around my
coolest, dude. You had to finish the fight, bro.
My 30-inch massive CRT HD TV to all the LAN parties and stuff.
Wow. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Playing on Cali back in the day on that, that, you know, before Xbox Live was a thing.
Yeah. That sounds real cool. You sound really cool. Yeah.
That was real cool. Yeah.
Everyone knew I just never played. Coolest.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't give you a heads up about this. I'm so sorry, JP. But every person we have on the show has to give chat homework. What is a show, movie, book, game?
That you... One Piece is a 500. I think we hit 1,100. Actually, you know what? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has 7 seasons.
Okay.
On, I think, Hulu. If you want to watch that, those are pretty good. Jesse's a huge fan.
Hold on. Something that within 5 episodes, you're going to be hooked.
Do not say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Don't you do it. That's not true. You know it's a lie going in. To say in the first 5 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to get you, that is a blatant lie. That is a, if anything, it's going to make people stop watching it.
It's a little bit of an old thing, but it's on kind of the Emmy wave right now. Because the you guys know the Emmys happened on Monday.
Big I heard they exist. Yeah, yeah.
We're in
I heard some
season,
really
guys.
Good jokes happened.
Yeah. No. That was at the Golden Globes, watching. Dodger.
Oh my God, those are different things. Okay.
Yeah, those are totally different things.
Can you tell I don't watch them?
And I watched both. The year 2000 have had a continued decline. I think only 4 million people watched this year. So
yeah, it was really bad. Anyways, it won all the Emmys in the limited series. There's a show called Beef. Came out like last year.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
I put it in all caps. I don't know if that's right, but
that's right. That's correct.
Great. Yeah. Look at that. I just knew in my heart.
The pitch for the show is it's got Ali Wong in it.
Okay.
And it's got Glenn from The Walking Dead, whose name I always forget.
Okay.
Is that fantastic poor? Actor. No, he's not in there. And the pitch is Glenn gets into a road rage incident with another person, and that's how the first 5 minutes of the show starts.
Okay. Is this one episodes. Of those, like, it's best if you just watch it sort of situations?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I binged it in one sitting. It's 10 episodes long. I don't recommend that to people. Because it is an incredibly stressful show.
Okay.
Every episode like turns the knob a little bit, and you're like, well, like I can't stop watching now. I gotta see what happens.
Did you watch The Bear?
I have watched season 1 of The Bear. I haven't watched season 2 yet.
Stressful like The Bear, or a different type of stressful?
Different types of stress.
Okay.
Is it stressful like the movie Uncut Gems?
Ooh, another good question.
I would say closer to that. Yeah. Yeah, it's stressful I think it's initially stressful because everyone's been in a road rage, whether you've been the one to rage or been on the receiving end of the rage. Everyone's been in like that type of thing while driving, and so they can relate to that feeling,
right?
Pretty right off the bat, and it just escalates.
I was gonna say, is this show like what happens if that escalates to a ridiculous degree?
Yeah, it escalates to like crazy levels.
Okay.
Like, if I told you where that show ended, if I told you where that show ended, you would be like, how the fuck did we get from point A to point B?
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's really good. I was very surprised. And the acting is phenomenal. The things they won for was best limited series, best female acting from Ali Wong, and best male acting from Glenn. Stephen
Young?
Young, yeah, I think. They're both phenomenal in it.
Awesome.
David Cho's in there, if you know who that is. Mm-hmm. He's in the show. There's a bunch of different characters and actors.
Nice.
Good.
All right. And yes, chat, it is your homework now, okay?
Watch Beef.
Because the list has gotten too long.
It didn't have to get long, though.
Why not?
It didn't have to get long.
Wait, so is the goof that, like, you guys don't watch the suggestions and then...
We keep saying we're going to.
Wait, so I could have suggested 1,000 episodes of One Piece and then come back on the show in, like, 2 years when you guys maybe are done?
No, because...
We never would have done that.
Generally, we've said, like, tell people to watch, like, a few episodes of a thing with the understanding that, like, in those few episodes, you would be hooked, you know?
I need to actually do it all just so I can get it done and make you filled with shame.
Mm.
One Piece? Oh, the homework.
The homework. Right? Like, yeah, I just want to hold that over.
Wait, let's see if we can remember. So far, it's Bluey, Ted Lasso, Family Feud.
Ted Lasso's great. Krendor Family Feud? That sounds like a
yes.
Krendor.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
God damn it, Krendor.
Not for Broadcast, The Game.
Good suggestion.
Band of Brothers from Bronze.
Black
Nardwar. Watch Nardwar's YouTube videos.
Good.
Oh my gosh, what
else? Black Sails.
Is that it?
Yep. That's it.
That's not too bad. I can do that.
Oh, and beef.
And beef now.
All right, and beef.
And beef.
And beef.
And beef. And Twin Peaks.
The thing is, I've seen most of these, so like I'm doing great.
Twin Peaks is a ride. Yeah, if you've never seen it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're only watching the first 5 episodes, which is insane. Like, you know, all right, whatever. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amazing.
And One Piece.
Yeah. And One Piece, sure.
How much One Piece have you watched, Doctor?
JP's, I don't know, like 300 episodes maybe? But I don't
That's
remember
too much.
Them.
That's too many episodes.
I'm just going to read the manga. I don't have the patience for the pace of the anime, I don't think.
I'm only going to watch the Netflix adaptation.
That's good. It's fun.
Season 1's actually pretty good.
There's stuff that they introduced in the show that I don't like that they introduced it so early.
You don't like
Garp? We can talk about it. Camera. But yeah. I felt that way about Yu Yu Hakusho too. I really, really liked the Yu Yu Hakusho live action, but I made a big list of stuff where I was like, why did they do this? Because I love Yu Yu Hakusho too much and I was mad about it. But it was good.
Yo, I found your Star Wars. This is great. I never get to watch you complain about insanely stupid stuff like I do. And so now next time I gotta ask what's going on with you in anime that's live action. Because you know you're most people that's like...
That's like the most...
When Shiba showed up in episode 3, but Shiba doesn't show up till episode 8, it ruined the entire experience for me. Honestly, like, I know it's going to happen. I'm so excited.
Yeah, if you want to do like a, you know, like a Geekenders Extras, that's just a short thing where I just complain about everything that drove me crazy in Yu Yu Hakusho while also constantly being like, but it was good though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I'm
we can
here
do
for
that.
It.
Yeah,
that's
we
what
can
I want.
Totally do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
All right, but that's the end of our show. Thank you so much for being our guest, JP.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me and spilling my coffee, Jesse.
Spilled your own coffee out of your own hubris. Your hubris spilled your coffee, sir.
Mm. Unbelievable.
You admitted that you smacked it with your hand.
Mm. Through Jesse's mind control.
Oh,
Jesse. That's right. That's right. I got mind control. Don't mess with me.
I left that part out.
Spill your coffee. Woo, 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 woo. I'm Professor X. Mm. Professor Cox, but the X is bigger. And the C and the O are very small, so it looks Professor X, but it's Cox.
Yes.
And I'll make you spill your coffee with my mind control.
All right, JP, where can people find you? What are you up to this week?
What am I up to this week? Not much. Played a lot of Power World. You can find me on twitch.tv/imagejp or itme.jp/ytlive for any of the YouTube streams over there, which we're also doing, or just itme.jp for the Twitch one. That's much easier. I think I'll be playing Power World later today. We're getting a server spun up and kind of jumping into that. And that's kind of it. Nice. Kind of a slow start to 2024.
Waiting that's okay.
for things to
it's okay to ease to unfold. Into shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you all so much for watching Geekenders. Hey, if you want to watch this later, if you missed part of it, or if you want to tell somebody that you love to watch it, you're not going to find it here, okay? You have to go to Jesse's channel, youtube.com/JesseCox. That's where all of the Geekenders are. And also, we're on podcast stuff now. You can just listen nice. To us, audio only, wherever you find your podcasts. So,
you got ads on them podcasts? You running nope. ads yet?
No.
No ads?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Nope. All right. You want some ads?
Hey, baby, you want ads?
You want
hey,
some
girl,
ads?
You want ads?
Have an amazing viewers are like, no!
No!
Stop it!
Have an amazing week, everybody. We will be back next Friday. So take care, have a good weekend, and we'll see you around. Bye-bye!
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran. Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.